N4ZLK. 9% sure I got him.
Listen there, Mr. Mangle, is he back on? I thought he went QRX, but it was standby. He's still there. That's, I can recognize his face. Yep, that's him. Well, that's wonderful. That's a pretty rare place. I haven't heard that in years out there, Shane. Congratulations.
Well, I called him a couple times, and then he faded, but I heard ZLK. But I waited because I'm like, I'm not sure. And then he called again, and then I was like, okay, that's my call. So I responded, and then he said thank you. So I'm going to log it.
Absolutely. Yeah, good operator, and he is. Tell that by his fist. We'll call back twice because a lot of times there's QRM and they know it. And so he called back for you. Well, that's great, Shane. Glad to hear it. There's another one that pretty easy to pick up. Not anything real important, and we can get Italy most any day of the week, but it's kind of a special event or something, 100-something or other. And it's at 14028. It was nice and strong. You might try that one. That's in your band, isn't it?
To start at 14025. Well, so really, it's at the very bottom of the band.
I've been watching this amateur radio band thing. He was there just a minute ago. I'm still on QRZ with him. And then I posted that one from Chatham. Yeah, it's still on there with me on there. QRZ is usually, if it's a pirate, those guys will tell on him real quick. And occasionally you do get those. That's the 100th Italian radio broadcast, something or other.
14028.40.
For you on that other one, I missed it. Bernice had Castle on over here. Yeah, they're 14028. Go up there and listen. Don't hear him now. He's going to be on, though, all month. Maybe he took a break or something. Let me see if he's on another band. I don't see him posted right now. It's no big deal on that one. But I just seen that it was from Sincello Balsamo in Italy. And they have, it's a centenary of Italian radio broadcasting.
028.4.
There you go, she's CQing now. I heard you. Usually that would jump over me.
Just need to make sure I got his call correct.
IR2, India Romeo 2. Romeo, Charlie, India, November. That's why I noticed it. It's kind of odd. IR2RCIN.
Sounds so. I guess I copied it. Took me a couple of times to listen, though.
Hey, your sending is really good, Shane.
That wasn't a straight key, but thank you. Like that, when people are sending them really fast, I'll use a paddle.
I don't use a straight key. I got an old one up here out of a railroad depot, but I don't like straight keys. I've talked to them before, and there's some pretty good guys on them, but most of them are pretty slow. And once you get to working these, not seem snobbish, but it's hard to slow down. So I might slow down in the lower 20s, but I can't go any slower than that. It just makes it difficult. Believe me, I used to as I was learning. But you did it at a nice rate there.
Yeah, practiced a couple times before I called the other guy, so I thought if I can't get it, then if I mess up too bad, I'll go back to the straight key, but I did all right. I tried a couple different speeds, and that one was kind of comfortable. It's about 23.
I copied you distinctly. Well, you can work that on different bands, up to one time per band all this month. And the only place I've heard him so far is 20. But there is some kind of an award for it, but I don't chase those. But I do try to work them on the bands when I see them. It's just all in fun. It's not for the numbers or anything, but if you see him on another band, well, working. But that one at Chatham Island, that's a good one, Shane, I assure you. I got a card from them over there, I'm sure. But it's many years ago.
Appreciate that. That was fun to work, and that was a new one for me. And I'm looking on the Italian, the IR2RCIM QRZ page, and I see my call up there. So as the last one of the last 20 QSOs.
I didn't see that on the. Hang on a second here. Not looking in the right place. Is that on the main page there? Did you put it up or did they put it up?
They put it up. Just scroll down. Go on the main page and then scroll down. DX cluster spots. And then underneath that it says last 20 QSOs worked.
I'm not on the right page, I don't think, Shane. I'm looking at, when I go to the database, I just click on DX Spotting Network.
That on the IR2RCIN QRZ page.
Hang on, maybe it's this page. I'm looking over here at DX Watch. Shucks. I don't know how you get to that one.
QRZ and then typed in the call.
Search up there?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't scroll down far enough. I gotcha. Out there and copy and paste it into my log. That way it's easier. N4ZLK, 20 meters CW, 2307. Outstanding.
I've worked several. Well, I tell you what, I've worked several Italian stations on sideband, but not many on CW, so that'll be good.
There's one out in the mid there. Let's see if I can see it. I can't remember some of those islands, but you hear them from there. Quite often out there, it's in the Tirrhenian Sea. I'm looking at it now if I can find the name of it. I don't know if it's Corsica or. I don't see the name of it on this stupid island. But there's several islands out there right off the coast of Rome and that. There's two big ones out there. And then Malta. I always remember Palermo because of the... Well, my uncle, he landed in Italy during World War II. But I didn't remember that Tirrhenian Sea. But I was trying to remember the name of this stupid island. I'm trying to say Sardinia, but it probably isn't. I'm getting old, Shane.
I'm sure... Excuse me just a minute. Frog in my throat. I'm sure there's a lot of little islands all around there, plus all the big ones.
They quite commonly work those out there a lot. I like to work to, the islands over there off of... I always like Micronesia and that on the Pacific. But... there was some off of Russia and China up in there. I remember they shot down one of our Air Force biplanes up there one time. I got cards from them with the Russians sitting at the radio. not when they was doing that, but... Oh, and then Gibraltar's quite calm, and then he's got a pretty car. Of course, I never send for any anymore, but that guy from Gibraltar and one in Morocco's, they're pretty common. But I've talked to that guy on many bands many times in Gibraltar. Beautiful card.
Cards ordered so that I can start sending off for some. Like that, you know, when I get these rare ones. I've had a few nice ones sent to me from some CW contacts, you know, just here in the States. But I don't have anything made up to send back yet. I need to do that. I gotta sit down and just do it. I haven't done it yet.
NTR, Enforce it, okay. Yeah, when you're starting out, it's fun, I'll tell you. One of the prettiest ones I got is from Bora Bora. And I forget how that guy worded it, but he said it, he was on his yacht out there in the grotto. But he ended it with something like, but only for the few. He's right about that. Nobody else could afford it. But you can buy some international stamps and just keep a few on hand. And you just want to include enough green stamps, they call it, dollar bills. And you don't want to send them to countries where a lot of times they'll tell you don't send money because they'll steal it. And you can get them through PayPal and OQRS. That's the easiest way to do that. And it's usually not that much. And when you only do it for a few, it's worthwhile. And I got stacks of them down there I never even filed yet. And I used to get them from the Bureau. And then the Bureau got high, and then I guess it's come back down very reasonable now. And, if you go and if you use the Bureau and post it on QRZ, you get stacks of them from the 4QSL Bureau. And all you got to do is keep a few bucks there, and they'll purchase the stamps and the envelopes and everything, and when they come in, they'll mail them to you. I still use the 0QSL Bureau, but I took that off of my QRZ page, you know, so that they wouldn't send them to me to the Bureau anymore, but I still get a few now and then.
Okay, well, I mean, you and I both have been hams long enough to remember a time when that was pretty much how you got confirmation. That was the only way. You had to wait on that QSL card to come in.
I've got them that took 6 or 7 years before I received them. Just totally amazing sometimes. And other times, they come through pretty quick. But some of them are quite ornate. Now, my daughter designed mine on the computer. I forget using what program, just a common one. And tornado on it and said from the Land of Oz. But I don't know. But I haven't seen any out in ages. But I was going to look at one of them here. Yeah, it shows a map of the United States. And up above it says N0TR. And then it has, over to the side of it, it's got a lines out to a map of South Carolina. And it's got a spot on it. It says Greer. And then the back of it's just blank. And you can fill in your date and all of that. You can just print them on cardstock on a normal printer.
Some that I were just basic, you know, just gave all the information in my call that I was using years ago. I printed off a few like that, but I had plans to, you know, get a picture from somewhere around here where we live of the mountains and stuff, you know, get a good picture, and haven't found the right one yet, and I know there's stock photos you can use, but it'd be kind of neat to have something at least close to the area we live in, and I just keep putting it off, and then I forget about it, and then I think about it and put it off again. I got to do it. Anyway, Tom, I got food in the oven, and I got to make sure I don't burn it. My wife put it in before I got home, so I need to go check on it. Enjoyed it tonight, though. Thanks for the tips on those contacts. But I need to eat something and get ready. I'll probably check into that and then get ready for bed. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'd like to be of help if I can. And I just have the wife take a picture of you down by your fishing hole there, and that ought to be beautiful. And put that on your cart. Or the Blue Ridge. See you later, Shane. Enjoy. Bon Appetit is W4DJW says N0TR clear.